Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone
with the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al,
Zane,
and Brian.
To me, it really becomes, can the 49ers, or what will it take for the 49ers in 2023 to get back to the NFC Championship game? Or to win the NFC Championship game, or to win the Super Bowl. And I think as much as I would love for my squad to be the fiercest defense in the NFL, I think it's far more important for this offense to get back to where it was prior to that NFC Championship game where Purdy gets hurt. Even arguably prior to that Dallas game, where they didn't really have a great game. Dallas's defense is really good. They did enough to win, and that was great because our defense did what it needed to do. But I think that's the biggest thing for me. And I think you look at the Chiefs and you look at the way they build their team and they build their defense. Their defense isn't anything to write home about at any point in any season, and it never has been. But what they are is opportunistic, and what Steve Spagnuolo is a guy who will get that one stop that you need in order for Patrick Mahomes to take over and win the game for you. And so my concern, and the other thing that I took away from the Super Bowl, is the 49ers need to get better on the offensive line, and Brock Purdy or Trey Lance have to be the man. They have to. They absolutely have to. This team is not getting back to the NFC Championship game. This team is not winning a Super Bowl if Brock Purdy or Trey Lance isn't a guy. And one of them has to be. And that's obviously, we won't know, but one of them has to be. Mm-hmm. And so that's, to me, that's the biggest thing to look for as we move into 2023.
Yeah, I think that when it comes to what we hope to see from them and what they need to do, I go back to this thought, and I don't know if it's rooted in any actual evidence. It's just something that I feel, because we're sharing feelings today, right? I got my yerba mate here that I'm having, you know. This is really great stuff, by the way. Al, you don't get on the East Coast. This is like an energy. It's like blurred out. It's like one of those music videos from the 90s, right? It's it's an iced tea, but it's kind of like an energy drink iced tea, and it's fantastic.
Is there alcohol in it?
There is no alcohol in this.
Al's not interested.
I don't care then. I'm sure you can Irish this up a little bit and make it good. But
if it's water and booze, it's all I drink.
just throw some whiskey in the front, you're good. But we're sharing feelings here on the No Huddle Podcast. But what I feel is that the league cares only about offense after a certain point. In the Super Bowl, they don't want defense to be played. So if you have if you're a defensive team in the Super Bowl, there is no place for you. If you somehow make it there, the last thing the league wants is a repeat of that Rams and the Rams and Patriots
Super Bowl. That was a nightmare for the league.
Absolute nightmare. And it was a boring game. It was not well played. It was a defensive struggle. Defensively, it was a great game, right? Both defenses played really well, but nobody cared about that game. And it's almost like an afterthought, which is kind of crazy to say about a Tom Brady Super Bowl, but it's certainly not up there in the greatest games. I feel like this got marred by the officials a little bit, but because of the offensive output of both teams, they'll look at this and be like, wow, this was a really great game. And that's the barometer with which they're judged by. So if you get to the playoffs, and specifically the Super Bowl, you better pack an offense with you. And they didn't last time, the last time they got there, and they got burned. And the time before that with Harbaugh, they were a defensive team. Although Kaepernick was putting up good numbers, they were largely a defensive team. And we can agree on that. Yep. They were defensive and run the ball team. The NFL doesn't want to see that. They don't want their Super Bowl champion to be boring, quote unquote. They want them to be a high flying team with an elite quarterback. And I just wonder how different it would be and how different the league would treat the 49ers if they had an elite quarterback, like a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen or somebody like that, Joe Burrow, that was leading their team. And that's not to say that they would for sure get favoritism or anything like that. This is not a tinfoil hat theory. This is just my own thought that sure. When you get into that, it's officiated differently. You have a different game plan because you're practicing outside of your own home. The week is different with all the media. Like, to be able to overcome that with an elite quarterback and an elite offense is huge, right? Because there's a reason why teams don't come prepared to play the Super Bowl, right? For as odd as it sounds, because the week is weird. It's not, or the 2 weeks is weird, right? It's not a normal schedule. You know the gravity of the game. When you have a really good offense and a really good quarterback to settle you down. Like, look, the Chiefs were down by 10 points. At no point did they probably think they were out of it. They probably were just like, okay, not a big deal. We can come back from this because of who they have a quarterback. So is Trey or Brock going to be that guy? I mean, we don't know yet. We talked about it last time, but that is essentially what you need to have a prolonged amount of success in this league is an elite quarterback and health at that position. And right now, I think the biggest thing that they need next year is health. They need to be able to get 17 games out of their starting quarterback, whoever it is. And that may not even be the case because we don't know if Brock is going to start the season on IR, if he's actually going to play, right? But if he does start the season, he needs to finish the season as well, hopefully with the Super Bowl trophy in his hand.
Yeah, and Brian, you mentioned the points thing, and that's the big thing that the Niners – haven't done. They haven't been able to score the points. You're not going to beat the Chiefs scoring 20 points like they did in 2019. I don't care how good your defense is, because Mahomes is that good. And he didn't play a great game, but when he had to turn it up at the end, he was able to do that. And you have to score more than 20 points. And the same thing again last year, they only scored 17. So with Brock being in there this year, they were putting up 30, 35. They're putting up big numbers. And then can they win a slugfest? Well, yeah, they did that too against Dallas. So that is the frustrating part. But I think there's become this, I don't know, people maybe think like, oh, because the Niners are loaded. They got a great roster. And well, yeah, they're going to be back there. It takes a lot to get back there. That's what worries me. Eventually, law of averages, something's going to happen in a game, a bad bounce, something fluky. I don't think anybody thought after 2013 they were going to fall off a cliff. I don't think anybody thought that. I don't know that we thought they'd be as good as they were in the previous years, but I thought they were a perennial playoff team still for sure. And then everything went to hell at the end of that year. And then Harbaugh left and, you know, the rest is history, but we don't know what's going to happen next year. We don't know what guys get hurt. You don't know who's, although injuries can't be worse than they have been. You don't know what guys are going to leave. So just to say that they're going to be back there just because they're going to be back there, it's hard. You got to finish when you get there. And this year they had bad luck. And in the previous years, we talked about it before, but eventually they have to seal the deal with one of these, or we could be looking at a situation where, yeah, Kyle Shanahan gets a couple Super Bowls in year 20 with his next team, you know, because he's going to be a coach in this league for a long
this
time.
Year's Andy Reid. This generation's Andy Reid.
Yeah. There's a lot of parallels right now. There's a lot of parallels. And if they stay healthy, they're going to be a very good team again next year. But again, they have to get the bounces. They were lucky as shit to get there in 2021. I don't think that's there were a lot of things bounced their way. And this year, I just thought they were towards the end, they were just really good.
The one thing that does bode well for the 49ers, you know, we in our last episode, we went through how many franchise quarterbacks are there in the NFL. And I know I texted you guys again, I didn't watch the game, but I did, you know, keep up with it on my phone. I did see, you know, just stat sheet scouting, if you will. I did see the kind of game that Jalen Hurts had, and I texted you guys. I was like, we may have to reconsider our position on Jalen Hurts because
he was amazing.
That was Jalen Hurts coming out party. That was Jalen Hurts announcing himself to the rest of the league saying, I'm here to stay, because you can't have a performance like that in the Super Bowl and then fall off the next year to you know, whatever. Like he is at the very, very, very least ascending to superstardom if he isn't there already. Yeah. But then you look across the rest of the NFC and you go, who else is a franchise quarterback? And if I'm not mistaken, when we went through the NFC, outside of Aaron Rodgers, who may not be in the NFC come the start of the 2023 season, did we name one?
Yeah, nobody.
I don't think we did, right? Nobody. And so that's where we're at, right? That's where we're at as a preview of, can they get back? Who's in their way, right? And obviously every season is different and every team is going to change. Free agency hasn't happened. There are going to be teams that get new quarterbacks. The Panthers have a new coach. They're going to have a new quarterback. The Bucks are going to have a new quarterback. The Saints might have a new quarterback. The list goes on. Matthew Stafford might have a bounce back year. Like things, the NFL is so volatile year to year to year. Things change so quickly and so drastically. Yeah. I mean, damn, look at the Eagles, right? They were in the Super Bowl and won it. They were in the Super Bowl and won it 5 years ago. And then they made it back to the Super Bowl 5 years later with a completely different coach and quarterback. Like that's insane. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Right. That doesn't happen in any other sport besides the besides football. So, you know, things obviously can change and the 49ers can change. You know, there are levers to pull, contract levers to pull to gain quite a bit of cap space for this team. And Jack Hammer was the one who tweeted out if the 49ers restructured the top five, their top five highest paid players, which would be Trent Williams, George Kittle, Fred Warner, Eric Armstead and Christian McCaffrey. Those are those are the five highest paid players on the 49ers currently. If they restructured those deals, they would get almost with the cap space that they have now, I think it's close to $63 million in cap space. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means restructuring Trent Williams, who is old and has already said the R word, right? Retirement. It means restructuring George Kittle, who, let's face it, is a bit of an injury liability. It means restructuring Eric Armstead, right? And you're now adding years onto his deal or whatever the case may be. So there are lots of people. So I tweeted out just like a little bit of a, you know, like a too long didn't read for Jack's article about how much the 49ers could have. And tons of people are like, well, they're not going to restructure Trent. They already restructured Kittle. Last year, they already restructured Armstead last year. They're not going to do it. And they're probably right. Like, I'm not saying that this will happen, but also I'm not willing to underestimate the frustration of Kyle Shanahan. That dude is frustrated. He is frustrated at how these seasons have ended, how close he has come, how hard he has worked to only have his seasons fall apart at the end because of injuries, because of quarterback play, whatever the case may be. So do not underestimate Kyle Shanahan's frustration when it comes to roster building this offseason. Is he going to be like, listen, let's restructure these deals and let's bring some dudes in and just make it like no question we are the best offense or the best roster in the NFL, right? Are they going to make a big swing for a Juwan Taylor, let Mike McGlinchey go? Are they going to make a big swing for an edge rusher opposite Nick Bosa? Are they going to make a big swing for a safety? Are they going to make a big, you know, and there are big swings to be made at those positions. And so right now, as it stands, the NFC is wide open because the Eagles have even more pending free agents than the 49ers do. And there's some of them are likely not going to be back. One, I think, being Jason Kelsey. I think he may retire. So they've got big names. They've got big names that are coming up to free agency as well, just like the 49ers do. So
no cap space either.
To me, yeah, exactly. And so that to me is where, you know, when we ask the question, what will it take for the 2023 49ers to get back to the NFC Championship game? It would take the NFC not taking a step forward with roster building and with quarterbacks. And there also aren't any quarterbacks available that I think are going to make some squad in the NFC all of a sudden, you know, the top, right? There just aren't, not right now. And so that to me, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I look at it and go, this is my time. Like, screw 4 years down the road. Like, I know that that is irresponsible team management and team building, but I'm tired of being Cinderella. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of being second place. I'm tired of being first loser. Like, I want to hoist that Lombardi next year. What do we need to do it? And I think I would not underestimate that the power of what that could be for him.
So two things here. Number one, this guy's a writer, a journalist from Boston, James Stewart, not the football player, not Jimmy Stewart. James Stewart from Boston. he's a writer. Just mentioned that the Patriots may be, quote unquote, sniffing around Debo this offseason. And that's something that, you know, is one of those ideas where you can create a little bit of capital for yourself in the draft, or by not having to continue to pay Debo and take the dead cap hit if you let go of him. I'm not saying trade him at all, because I think he's an integral part to this offense when he's healthy, and you have to have him. And I think that he complements everybody so well and with his skill set. And I think that Purdy will just be able to excel even more with the more weapons that he has around him. But that's one thing that they could do to get draft picks or a little bit of relief here. The cap is going up as well, right? So we know that they'll have, because all the COVID adjustments and stuff like that threw everything out of whack a couple of years ago. But every year the Niners make a big-ish move in the offseason. And last year it was Mooney Ward. They signed him, and that was one of the best signings in the entire NFL this past year. He was nails. He was unbelievable and criminally underrated in terms of getting recognition around the league, because he just never gives up anything when nobody ever throws at him. So that was the one big signing for last year. So I expect them to do something similar to pick up a player who's maybe, you know, underrated or underappreciated on his current team, plug him into, say, right tackle, or at, you know, like we talk about, maybe if they want to upgrade from Brent, although Jake Brendel's done a fantastic job, right? Just throwing this out there. But if they want to upgrade edge rusher opposite Bosa, just picking up an underrated player, unheralded player, plugging him in there and letting the scheme do the work. Remember, they'll have a new defensive coordinator this year. Steve Wilks is a fantastic coach. I love that hire. And I think that the more that you add there in terms of capital and in terms of talent, he'll be able to maximize that. We, you know, Azeez Al-Shaarir may be leaving, so that's a spot that they may have to replace on defense as well. There's spots along the defensive line they need depth at. McGlinchey is another one. And the biggest thing is their weapons on offense are largely intact, which is huge. Trent Williams is coming back. So really, this team doesn't need a lot. They need health is what they need. I will stick to that. They need maybe one or two more guys to fill in specific roles, but they need health overall. And also, re-signing Tashaun Gibson is huge. I think they need to do that as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at this Debo thing. Sorry. They can sniff around him all they want to. I don't know that the Niners are going to make that trade. And the real reasons I say it is, we'll talk about this more next show, but the Debo thing. But Brian, you said it. I think where they have to be mentally is we have maybe like 2 years left in this window. That's what they have to think. And we need to go all in. That's what they have to do. And you hope at the end of this window that whether it's Trey or Brock, that they're good enough at that point where we have a quarterback we can build around, as opposed to sort of, I don't want to say a quarterbackless team, but where you're building on a QB with a rookie contract, essentially. So you're building on a team, I should say, with a rookie contract. So they need to go all in. I agree. Redo whatever with whatever deals you have to do and load your team up. You're talking about bringing Brendel back. Let's put McKivitz in at right tackle. No, load up, no. Man. Load up. Go get a good safety. Get another edge rusher. Yeah. Like, I agree. I think you have to load up. Look at, I mean, it didn't work out for a lot of the teams, obviously, but the things the Bills did, the things the Chargers did, even the Chiefs to an extent, like,
yeah,
you load up. You keep reloading guys. Your Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill, and they may have not gotten a Tyreek Hill back, but you could Juju and Valdez Scanlon, and they got a lot.
They got better.
Yeah, exactly. Now you have all these different weapons. They reloaded without, just because you don't have a Devontae Adams doesn't mean you don't have a good receiving corps. So I agree with that, Brian. I think the Niners got to go into it this offseason and really say we have 2 years. This way we have to look at it, because in 2 years you probably don't have Trent Williams. You probably don't have Kittle. Fred Warner's getting older. Debo's towards the end of his contract. Are you going to re-sign Ayuk at that point? There's just a lot of things that are going to happen. Armstead probably won't be on the team. You have two seasons with this window, with this core, to get it done. Get your ass out there this offseason and next offseason and go all in for it. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But you have to go all in these next 2 years.
I would say don't let it not happen for lack of trying, right? For lack of fear of what the future will hold, right? Like, this is not a future business. This is a now business. This is a what have you done for me lately business in so many different aspects, including players, including coaches, including fan bases. Like, it is the NFL is a fickle mistress, if you will. And you gotta do what you can. And Zane, I just wanted to touch on Debo's cap hit next year for the 49ers, actually only $8.6 million. If they were to trade him, that's a $28 million dead cap hit.
Yeah, this guy, I don't know where I got this from.
Yeah, and so next year, so in 2024, Debo's cap hit jumps from $8.6 million to $28.5
million. He's dead. He's not going to 21.
Yeah, so, you know, there's no getting out of that Debo contract. It's pretty... and you know, unless you're blown away by some kind of offer, which I'm hard pressed to think they would be.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just a matter of, like I said, I feel like I have full faith in this front office. There hasn't been anything where I've been like, man, like, I can't really trust what they say, what they do, whatever. You gotta load up. You have to load up. This is your window, not just because your players are aging. This is your window because the NFC largely is dog shit. And just run roughshod over it for 2 years and try and get to the Super Bowl and see if you can't beat Mahomes, because that's probably who's going to be there, right? The Chiefs have been to the last 5 AFC championship games and have won 2 of the last 4 Super Bowls. They are who you load up to beat. Not anyone in the NFC, not any. You load up to beat the Chiefs. Do it. Make the moves. Make it happen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.